Blackstone Audio presents Devotion by Patti Smith. This book is read by Patti Smith.
Devotion. Inspiration is the unforeseen quantity, the muse that assails at the hidden hour. The arrows fly, and one is unaware of being struck, and that a host of unrelated catalysts have joined clandestinely to form a system of its own, rendering one with the vibrations of an incurable disease, a burning imagination, at once unholy and divine. What is to be done with the resulting impulses, these nerve endings flickering like an illuminated map of thieving constellations? The stars pulse. The muse seeks to be vivified, but the mind is also the muse. It seeks to outsmart its glorious opponents, to rewire such sources of inspiration. A crystal stream suddenly dried, a thing of beauty, joyless, defiled. Why does the creative spirit turn on itself? Why does the maker twist all drama? The pen is lifted, guided by the shattered muse. Without discord, it marks. Harmony passes unnoticed. Without discord, it continues. Abel is rendered no more than a forgotten shepherd. How the Mind Works. 1. Somehow, searching for something else, I stumbled upon a trailer of a film called Ristulas, translated as In the Crosswind. It is Marty Held's requiem for thousands of Estonians who suffered mass deportation to Siberian collective farms in the spring of 1941, when Stalin's troops rounded them up, separated families, and herded them into cattle cars. Death and exile, their fate reassigned. The filmmaker created a visual poem through a unique dramatization of actors winding through a set of stationary human tableaus. Time suspends yet rushes, spreading images in the form of words drawn from the sad pageant. A terrible gift, I acknowledge as I write, straining to get the words down. Yet even so, I sense that behind them, something else is brewing. I follow a mental line and come upon a forest of firs and a pond and a small clapboard house.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?